Welcome back to Community Conversations. We have a great program today where we are going to be talking about OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. They have their upcoming fall schedule. We're here already in summer talking about fall, which part of me doesn't want to think about the fall yet because that means we're one step closer to winter. But on the positive side, we have this amazing program that we want to tell you guys all about. And to talk more about that, because I'm no expert on the subject, I'm glad we have Tony Ann from OLLI and we have Bill who teaches a class. So thanks to both of you for joining us on the program, taking time out of your summer. I'm sure you have a lot of other things going on too, right? So to start off, tell our audience if they're not familiar with OLLI, Tony Ann, if you could give us a little background on kind of why OLLI was created and the purpose, give us a little of that background.
Sure. So like you said, OLLI stands for Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, and we are now at the University of New Hampshire. OLLI is a member-driven, volunteer-based program for retired and semi-retired adults. We offer about 200 classes a semester, and the idea behind that is to just have classes for the enjoyment of learning. So you get to go and take no tests, no grades, no homework. It's just for the pure enjoyment of getting to learn something new, bring your knowledge to the classroom, or share a skill or a passion that you have with others who are also in retirement.
That's awesome. And you mentioned that it's volunteer driven, which means that the instructors are volunteering, that they're pitching it and they're doing it because it's fun to teach what you know, to pass on your knowledge. So Bill, tell us a little bit about your instructing and sort of if you could tell us kind of how you got involved and why it's a fun thing for you to do.
That's a great question, one I'm happy to answer. 2 years after I retired, two of my excellent best friends said to me one Christmas, "You've been sitting around doing nothing for too long. We're giving you as your Christmas gift a membership in OLLI." I'd never heard of OLLI. So it turned out it was really perhaps the best thing that could have happened to me, because here I am now more than a dozen years into being involved with OLLI. It began with my just taking classes, as Tony Ann's just said, things that I thought would be interesting to me, perhaps with somebody that I already knew as an instructor. And then I was asked to be on the curriculum committee here in the Capital Region, which I agreed to. And there they asked me to go out and find people to teach classes. I quickly realized if I'm going to ask somebody else to teach a class, I really ought to be willing to do it too. So that was sort of a revelation to me, but not something I was afraid of because I'd been a teacher. So here we are, let's say 12 years later, I have offered more than a dozen different classes. They've always been accepted, so to speak. I mean, people have always signed up for them. I've now given classes in Manchester and Nashua and Concord and Rochester and Conway and Moultonboro, and because of my association with OLLI, I've been asked to do classes in both Henniker and Exeter as well in other similar organizations. So for me, it's been a real, in a way, a lifeline to just continue what I've loved doing.
So there's definitely, based on how you got involved, that there is a social element, that it's an opportunity for people to make friends, to share what they know. From what I've seen from having presented for OLLI before, that there's just a friendship and it's you're learning, but you're also doing it with people that you enjoy being with, meeting new friends. Does that definitely play a factor for you still 12 years later?
It does, because I have people who basically say to me, "I'll take anything you offer." And I have other people who appear for the first time and I say, "You know, why are you here?" And they say, "Because someone told me I had to take a class if you were offering it." And so there is a great social element to it, and you see that everywhere you go, whether it be in the classroom or whether it be at the previews, which we're about to have to showcase our next semester of classes, or whether it be at ice cream socials, which everybody likes, and it goes on and on and on. And the people that I've met in OLLI, I now realize I'm also overlapping with another organizations here in town where we both, you know, support them or at least attend their things.
That's awesome, that network of support you have between people. So you mentioned the upcoming fall season. I don't want us to forget that sort of part of the reason that we're here talking with you today. So Tony Ann, could you tell us just sort of what our audience should know about the upcoming fall season, where to go, how to find more information.
Sure. So OLLI at UNH actually offers courses in four learning regions throughout the state. So we have here in the Capital Region, Greater Manchester, the Seacoast, and Mount Washington Valley. And we also are offering classes on Zoom. So this semester coming up, we have about 160 courses. Some of them are hybrid, so you can take it Zoom or in person. And our goal is to reach as many people as possible. So in order to do that, you need to become an OLLI member. And our membership fee is $40 for the year. And then every class has a small fee associated with it to take that class, which allows us to rent a space or coordinate for the class, things along those lines, provide technology.
Right.
And they all range from 1 to 8 sessions. So you can go for a 1-session tour, you can go for 8 sessions, you can go to one of Bill's math classes for a few sessions and learn that math can be fun.
Math class, okay. So
there's a lot of opportunity, but you do need to become a member to do that.
Okay. So if someone was interested in becoming a member, how would they go about doing that?
So you can call our office, and the phone number is 603-255-3553. Or you can go to our website, which is unh.edu/OLLI, O-L-L-I.
And you had it all memorized. Good.
I did. I practiced with the merger.
You were ready for the quiz, yeah. And I saw that there's some interesting classes, at least in the Concord area, that I saw. We have things like fall foliage floodplains. We have a look behind the curtain at Granite State Candy, which sounds really cool. Pittsfield history. So you have a mix of history, local businesses. How do you, I know Bill had mentioned, you know, that you were recruited to host a class, but how do you get people to, it's such a wide variety of classes, even just here in Concord. Is it just sort of word of mouth to find instructors to offer these wide variety of topics? Because it really does seem to cover all kinds of different humanities topics. I saw you've Barry Steelman, Red River Theaters, like it's a really nice variety of programs.
We try to offer something for everyone. I always tell new members or people who might be interested, if there's a topic or a class you don't see, let us know, because we either haven't recycled it back through our curriculum or we haven't thought of it yet. But our volunteers are amazing at going out and finding opportunities for classes, for working their community network and their resources, for coming to people like you and saying, would you teach a class on how to do television production,
right.
Things along those lines. So they work really hard all year long to find these opportunities. And we also have course evaluations. We ask our members to fill out where they can suggest what types of classes they would like to see. So we try to have something for everyone.
That's awesome. Now, can you tell us, I think you're able to tell us here, some of the locations of where the in-person classes, where they would be happening. It seems like some of them would be happening. Do some of them happen actually on location at some of these places?
Yes.
Tell us about sort of the where that these classes can be.
So throughout our four learning regions, we have classes that are in classroom. So at locations here in the Capital Region, that is now going to be at NHTI.
Okay.
And we're going to have classroom space there. If we have classes out in the community, such as at the candy shop, you're going to tour their facility and you're going to go see what their new space looks like. I think I saw in the course description getting to try a piece of chocolate, get to ask questions, so you get fun things too while you're out. Or go walk around on a trail or a hike and learn something new about the foliage or the wildlife in the area. So our courses offer a variety of platforms and in a variety of areas for people to get out and explore their community and not just in the classroom.
Yeah, and it seems like it depends on what you're looking for, that there might be a topic that the classroom is the most appropriate location for a lecture based or some sort of discussion,
mm-hmm.
but the on location, if you're looking for some kind of adventure or just checking out a place that you always, like Grand State Candy, I keep plugging them here, but that's an interesting one with the new facility. Hey, mm-hmm. we get a look at something we normally wouldn't have a chance to kind of get a behind the curtain look at.
Exactly.
So, and when we had hosted something here at Concord TV back in the fall, same thing, that it's, sort of a behind the scenes perspective of how we do what we do. We even let participants sit in while we did a production of like a local candidate forum that was here in the studio, and they actually got to see behind the scenes when if something, technology goes wrong. We gave them a very honest look at how it all works, which was really cool. So you get the sense with OLLI that you're trying to just share your full knowledge, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we were very open about how it all works, and
yeah, Ollie members want to learn. They mm-hmm. want to engage. It makes it exciting to get to talk to them or, you know, interact with them and see what's going on in the classroom, right? Because they're there really to learn and to absorb what's going on in the community or learn a new topic. And it's an enjoyable opportunity.
And some of the best questions I've ever gotten in a class or workshop have been from Ollie participants. Do you find, Bill, do you ever find that the questions people ask, that it challenges even your own, that they're so into the topic, they ask a question that makes you think deeper about that topic as well?
Too often. I try to tell them that they're welcome to ask any question they want to, as long as they know the answer to their own question. Because the fact of the matter is that if they come into my classroom, which is normally a two-hour class, and after an hour and 45 minutes, they ask me a question which I've never heard of before, chances are I'm not going to be able to just pop up with an answer. By my choice, the classes that I offer are all two-session classes, and partially it's for that reason. So that if something comes up at the end of the first class, I've got a week to work on it and get back to them as part of the second class. But yes, it does happen, and it's perfectly fair.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they're going to ask, and one of the reasons they take some of my classes is they don't know the answers to these questions that I throw out in my description of the class as sort of teasers. For example, the first class I ever offered, I asked them the question, does there have to be a Friday the 13th every calendar year? Well, most people don't happen to know that off the top of their head. It's not overly hard to figure it out whether or not there must be.
Yeah.
But that entices them to take something. And so that's the spirit of the classes that I offer, at least. Ask me anything, but come prepared to answer the questions that I'm asking you first.
Right. That's a good way of looking at it. I saw the list of classes that you've taught before: Magic Squares, Curiosities, and Mathematics. What's your teaching approach? I've never sat in a classroom learning from you. If you could tell us sort of your teaching style, and also, you would come from a teaching background. Did you adapt it for Ollie, or did it fit right in with your methodologies?
I would say I didn't have to adapt it very much. My teaching style, I think, has always been to include the students, if you will, or the participants, in this case with older people. Mm-hmm. I expect them to be engaged. I expect them to be active thinkers. And I don't mind what they used to call, pardon expression, a pregnant pause. I don't mind. I wasn't planning to get that in. But I don't mind some dead air, I guess would be an analogy to what you're doing here. You know, if there's a time when 15 people are all sitting there, you know, hoping somebody else in the room is going to answer the question, I don't mind that. Mm-hmm. Because, again, it gets them thinking.
Yeah. Okay. So remind us again, I just want to just get this out here a couple times, Tony, and remind us again for the fall program, the website and the phone number. We'll try to put it up on the screen, but just in case, remind
sure.
us again.
So our new website is unh.edu/Ollie, and Ollie is O-L-L-I. And our new phone number is 603-255-3553.
Okay, that's great. Now, in terms of Ollie in general, we talked about a little bit of the founding and a little bit, but holistically, remind us again sort of the importance of continuing to stay educated and informed. Really, the importance of Ollie, why is it still in 2023 so important, as important of a program as it is as an organization?
Well, it's much more than the classes. I mean, that is our focus. So our focus is lifelong learning. But as we all know, learning happens more than just inside a classroom or in a class. We offer a variety of social opportunities. And for, you know, people who are in retirement or planning on retirement, they want to know that they're going to have an active life to go back to learning something. Maybe it's something they didn't get to do when they were in their working life or when they were in college and they wanted to explore a topic, but it wasn't really on their career track. So this gives them the opportunity to do that. We also offer member benefits for these social opportunities called special interest groups. We have book clubs. We have day trip groups. We have opportunities to go visit different areas. In June, we went to St. Gaudens. And upcoming in September, we're going to the Lowell Mills part of an educational opportunity. Everything we do has an educational component, but we want to make sure that we're offering more than just a classroom setting to our members.
Well, I saw the Lunch and Learn. Could you tell us a little more about what the Lunch and Learn is and how that works?
So we offer opportunities for things that might be a little bit longer, a little shorter than a course, a standard course, or maybe a special guest to come in and speak about something they do in the community, something they offer, something that could be beneficial to our members. We've had people come and talk about things that our members might need, but maybe it's not something we want to charge for. And they just bring a brown bag lunch. We offer some drinks and some cookies, and then they come and listen to that person do a short presentation and answer any questions they may have. For example, AARP talking about safe driving habits. That's something we want to educate our community on and something we want our members to know and be aware of for their personal well-being, but not necessarily something we want to offer as a course.
Okay, so there's that distinction of it can just be a one-off presentation, and it's easy enough just to put that invite out to members and bring them in.
Exactly.
That's great. Yeah, I saw something that one of them, Haley LaPointe from WMUR, was that a recent one that just happened?
Yes, it just happened a couple months ago, and we're definitely having her back because we sold out the room, and I think we ran out of chairs, so hopefully she'll be willing to come back again. And I know she took a clip and shared that clip on her show that evening, so it was a very exciting opportunity for our members.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, when you have a WMUR celebrity and she's super nice, and I know she goes to some of the schools and things like that, too. Mm. So, yeah, I think this has been a really, really great discussion, you guys. Again, I just want to let people know I can vouch firsthand. I've been an instructor once for Ollie, actually twice technically. We did in 2015 and then again last year, that it's some of the best students you'll have. So I think if you're wanting to teach a class, Tony, and there's a process for to apply to be an instructor, you have to actually pitch your class, which it's obviously too late for the fall, but is it on a rolling basis? If someone said, hey, I want to teach something, can they just send you an application any time of year?
They can. We take course proposals twice a year, but we're more than willing to talk to anybody at any time and get their course geared up for the next upcoming semester. Next month we have our spring 2024 proposals already happening. You were talking about it's amazing to talk about fall already, but starting next month we're already talking about spring and getting that schedule going. But we welcome anybody who wants to teach, anyone who wants to learn, and anyone who wants to share. So we're more than happy to have those conversations. And again, you can reach out via phone or on our website as well.
That's awesome. Ollie is such a great program. Bill, is there any final thought or something you wanted to tell us that we didn't have a chance to cover?
Very quickly, but one of my favorite stories, Tony Ann mentioned the idea that people can take something that perhaps they haven't had a chance to take before. A number of years ago, I was asked by Ollie members if I could teach a calculus class. And I knew I could teach a calculus class because I did it for years and years and years, but that wasn't what they were asking. They were asking, could I teach a calculus class accessible to senior citizens, basically? So I did. I taught a class called Algebra-Based Calculus, and I assured them in the description two things. First, you don't need anything more than algebra to be able to understand the class. And second, no one who has a math or an engineering degree is allowed to take the class because I didn't want intimidation of the other people. My point of all this is that when I got into the class, I asked them, like I always do, why did you take the class? And the prevailing answer amongst the women, and there were more women than men in the class, was, I'm taking it to prove to myself that I could have done it if I'd been allowed to do it. And I said, what do you mean if you'd been allowed to do it? And they said, I was a girl. I wasn't allowed to take more math. A couple of them even came out and said the nuns would not let me take it. Mm-hmm. And so here they were in this class wanting to show themselves that yes. And when they finished the session, which was not just two sessions like most of mine, it was longer, they were just so proud of themselves that they may not have understood everything, but they knew how to do calculus.
That's amazing that they now have the opportunity that everybody should be able to have access to that type of learning and education. Mm-hmm. So that's a great story, and that's a great way to sum up the program, I think. So,
exactly.
I really thank you guys for both coming in right here in the summer to the Concord TV studio. We're excited for what Ollie has coming up in the fall. And like you said, spring is already around the corner. And you're welcome back anytime. Concord TV is happy to partner with Ollie and help however we can, especially here in the Capital area. So with that, I'd like to thank both of our guests. And you can learn more about the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Definitely encourage you to take a class, to sign up to be an instructor, or if you just want to refer it to someone else, they always appreciate that. So until next time, this has been Community Conversations. I'm Josh Hardy, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Josh.